blood flow to the heart muscle in a matter of minutes. For many of my patients, that meant the difference between life and death. And for many others, it meant the difference between having chest discomfort with minimal activity and no chest discomfort at all. I was fixing only small sections of a single blood vessel. But the human body is filled with blood vessels from the bottom of our feet to the top of our head. So is I really curing heart disease? Let me give you some staggering statistics. With all these miraculous tools in our toolbox, over 400,000 bypass surgeries a year, over 1 million stents a year, 2,200 Americans die each day of cardiovascular disease. Coronary heart disease claims 1 in every 6 deaths. Each year, we have approximately 795,000 people experiencing a new or recurrent stroke. And women are not spared. 42.7 million women are currently living with some form of cardiovascular disease. Now, another tool physicians have in their toolbox is statin therapy. Statins are cholesterol-lowering medicines that can reduce the risk of cardiovascular events. For many years, my colleagues and even myself thought that these drugs would be a cure for heart disease. But despite all the available statin therapies on the market, large studies with thousands and thousands of patients, even if people are on statin therapy, they can still go on to have a heart attack or a stroke. It's not that we're not spending the money. In the United States, $2.5 trillion was spent on health care last year. It is predicted that $4.3 trillion will be spent by 2023. If you think about that, that's 16% of our nation's gross domestic product. And it's double the amount of other developed nations. Yet despite spending all this money, the United States ranked 37th in the world in health outcomes. A lot of our money is being spent on pharmaceutical therapy. When we look at all the pharmaceuticals made for the entire world, North America consumes 47.7%. In 2010, Americans spent $310 billion on pharmaceutical therapy. $13 billion was spent on statin therapy alone. Surgery and drugs are the hallmarks of Western medicine, and they definitely can be effective. I would be the last person to tell you that Western medicine, the kind of medicine I learned in medical school, has no value. Western medicine is great for acute care. For example, if you're having a heart attack or a stroke, or you've just had a car accident, that's when you want to get to the best state-of-the-art Western medical facility. This is what we're good at. However, conventional medicine falls really short in some very important areas, specifically illness prevention and chronic disease care. We are more trained to be reactive. If you have a heart attack, we mobilize and get you taken care of. We are disease-driven. I'm not even sure why we call it healthcare.